Exodus chapter 34. Then the Lord said to Moses, "Cut out two tablets of stone like the first ones. I will write on the tablets the words that were on the first tablets that you broke. Be ready by the morning. Come up in the morning to Mount Sinai and present yourself there to me on the top of the mountain. No one is allowed to come up with you. Do not let anyone be seen anywhere on all the mountain. Do not let the flocks or herds graze in front of that mountain." So he cut out two tablets of stone like the first ones. Then Moses got up early in the morning and went up on Mount Sinai, as the Lord had commanded him. He took in his hand two tablets of stone. Then the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there as he proclaimed the name, "The Lord, Yahweh." Then the Lord passed by in front of him and proclaimed, the Lord, a God compassionate and gracious, slow to anger and abundant in loyal love and truth, keeping loyal love for thousands of generations, forgiving iniquity, transgression, and sin. Yet he will by no means pardon the guilty, visiting the iniquity of the fathers on the children, and on the children's children to the third and fourth generation. Then Moses quickly bowed his head to the ground and worshipped. He requested, "If now I have found favor in your sight, O Lord, let the Lord, I pray, travel with us. They are indeed a stiff-necked people, but pardon our iniquity and our sin, and take us for your inheritance." Then the Lord replied, "Look, I am making a covenant before all your people. I will do marvels such as have never been done in all the earth, nor in any nation. All the people among you will see the power of the Lord. It is an awesome thing that I do for you. Obey what I command you this day. Look, I am driving out before you the Amorites, Canaanites, Hittites, Perizzites, Hivites, and Jebusites. Be careful not to make a covenant with the inhabitants of the land where you are going, lest it become a snare among you. Instead, you are to tear down their altars, dash their pillars to pieces, and cut down their Asherah poles. Do not worship any other god, for the Lord, whose name is Jealous, is a jealous God. Make no covenant with the inhabitants of the land, for they prostitute themselves before their gods, and sacrifice to their gods. And if someone invites you to eat some of his sacrifice, then you may take their daughters for your sons, and their daughters prostitute themselves before their gods, and make your sons prostitute themselves after their gods. You must not make for yourselves molten idols. You must celebrate the Feast of Unleavened Bread. 7 days you must eat unleavened bread, as I commanded you, at the time appointed in the month of Aviv. For in the month of Aviv you came out of Egypt. Every firstborn of the womb is mine. That includes all your male cattle and the firstlings from the herds or flocks. The firstborn donkey you shall redeem with a lamb. But if you do not redeem it, then break its neck. All the firstborn of your sons you shall redeem. No one should appear before me empty-handed. 6 days you may work, but on the seventh day you must rest. Even in the plowing time and in harvest you must rest. You must celebrate the Feast of Weeks. It is the first fruits of the wheat harvest and the Feast of Ingathering at the end of the year. 3 times a year all your males must appear before the Lord God, the God of Israel. For I will drive out nations before you and enlarge your borders. No one shall covet your land. And when you go up to appear before the Lord your God 3 times in the year, you must not offer the blood of my sacrifice with leavened bread. The sacrifice of the Feast of Passover must not be left over until the morning. The first of the firstfruits of your ground you must bring to the house of the Lord. Then the Lord told Moses, "Write down these words, for in accordance with these words I have made a covenant with you and with Israel." He was there with the Lord 40 days and 40 nights, during which time he did not eat bread or drink water. He wrote on the tablets the words of the covenant, the Ten Commandments. Now when Moses came down from Mount Sinai with the two tablets of the testimony in Moses' hands, Moses did not realize that the skin of his face shone because he had spoken with the Lord. When Aaron and all the Israelites saw the skin of Moses' face shining, they were afraid to come near him. But Moses called to them, and Aaron and all the rulers of the congregation returned to him, and Moses spoke with them. Afterward, all the Israelites came near, and he commanded them all that the Lord had told him on Mount Sinai. When Moses had finished speaking with them, he put a veil on his face. But when Moses went in before the Lord to speak with him, he took off the veil until he came out. Then he would come out and tell the Israelites what he was commanded. When the Israelites saw the face of Moses, that the skin of his face shone, Moses would again put the veil on his face until he went in to speak with the Lord.